Today, there is perhaps nothing more annoying than dialing the phone and hearing this.
For help at any time, press star H. Please enter extension and pound sign.
That's the voice of Jean Barbie, the queen of the voicemail menu. Although voicemail is annoying, that wasn't the intent of its prolific inventor, the engineer Gordon Matthews, the author of some 30 patents. He said, "We didn't design this technology to annoy people, but rather to make their lives easier." In fact, he claimed that every one of his inventions came about because, to quote him, "something bothered me." In the case of voicemail, it was a dumpster full of paper slips. In the late 1970s, Matthews owned a small telecommunications company. One day, while waiting for a client, he tried to call his home office, but because it was in a different time zone, there was no one in. While waiting, he noticed a dumpster full of those while-you-were-out slips. Fusing these two observations, the inability to reach his office and the discarded slips, it struck him that there must be a better and more private way for a business to communicate internally. Then and there, he claimed, he got the idea for voicemail. Now, at the time, there were answering machines that used cassette tapes, but Matthews had something much grander in mind. He wanted to store thousands of calls in a computer which could route them all over the company. Matthews recalled, "We were stretching technology to make the system work. The personal computer, so ubiquitous today, was just appearing, and computing power was still an expensive thing." He built his first voicemail system from 64 telephones, 114 computer processors, and 4 refrigerator-sized drives to store the voice messages. Today, of course, it's a crucial tool for all corporations. By 1989, he sold his company for millions and retired, spending a great deal of time on the golf course. His retirement gave him time to reflect on his invention. Here's his final verdict and some advice on voicemail. "I'm not really pleased," he said, "with some of the things I see voicemail being used for today," adding, "If I call someone and have to go through 4 or 5 steps to reach a person, only to reach his message machine, I won't do business with him. People hide behind it." He probably could have used his creative talents to improve voicemail, but apparently he was bothered more by slow golfers. Among his last patents was a golf cart system to prevent slow golfers from plugging up a course. He called it the automatic marshal. If golfers took too long at a hole, a monitoring system automatically alerted the golf course marshal via pager.